I've changed the scripture reading at Dr. Gruen's request this morning. If you would turn to Matthew, the 26th chapter, the 17th to the 29th verses. Matthew 26, beginning at the 17th verse, and here having to do with the Last Supper, verses 17 through 29. We'll read responsibly. Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover?
And he said, Go into the city, and say unto him, The man said, My time is at hand, I will eat the Passover at thy house with my disciples.
And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. And as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. You know, I'm not going to comment because I wouldn't interfere at this moment with our dear brother as he speaks, but I just can't help but mention there. It says, had been good for that man had he never been born. This refers to all men who do not come to Christ. It's not just for him. It's better had a man never been born than that he should live and die without Christ. Life has absolutely no meaning. No meaning. And of what terrible consequences to think of coming into the world and then leaving the same world without a Savior. And so it says here, it would be better never to have been born. And write in your scripture so you have no doubt about it. It would be better never to have been born than to be born into this world with God's one objective, to have a family for himself. That's the only reason he made the earth. That's the only reason he made the universe. That's the only reason he made you. That's his only purpose. There's one. This is all going to pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away with a great noise. This is all going to go. And God has but one objective for man. It isn't that you have a ball. Didn't I say that? He has one objective, that you come to Christ and into the blessed family of God. So for all eternity, you will belong to him. To as many as receive him, Jesus, to them, he gives the power, the privilege to be what? The sons of God. And we know not what we shall be, but we know that when we see him, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is, and he shall change this vile body and fashion it like unto his glorious body, that we shall be able to dwell with him for all eternity. I hope you'll excuse me on that, Dr. Gruen. I had to say that. I usually take much longer, I'll tell you. All right. Then Judas, 25th verse, then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? And he said unto him, Thou hast said.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and blessed it, and prayed it, and gave it to the disciples, saying, Take heed, this is my body.
And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it.
For this is my blood, the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.
Let us read the last, the 29th verse together. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And in view of what I've been preaching on, I could talk for quite a while on that verse, but we won't this morning. May God add his blessing to this precious portion of his holy word.